Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for joining us on the news. First, the headlines. Residents in the ten regions of Cameroon are being cautioned to be vigilant as the rest of the month of October will experience heavy rainfall that might pose risk like flooding and landslides. This was re-echoed as the country joined the world to observe the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction. In sport, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon take on the Harambee Stars of Kenya today in Kampala, Uganda at the Nelson Mandela Stadium in day four game of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The role education plays in protecting and empowering people for a disaster-free future at a time when the world and Cameroon in particular is grappling with challenges linked to climate change has been emphasized as the country joined the rest of the globe to observe the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction. In the meantime, most parts of Cameroon are expected to experience heavy rainfall in the second decade of October 2024, according to predictions from the National Observatory on Climate Change. These weather conditions might pose significant risk, including severe flooding, infrastructure damage, and landslides, particularly in vulnerable regions. Residents are advised to follow weather warnings and take precautionary measures to protect lives and property as the rains intensify. Senior reporter Irita Yosembom presents the weather forecast.
The rainy season will extend until the end of October in the center, south and east regions with occasional heavy downpours. Residents are advised to ensure that rooftops and drainage systems are maintained as heavy rains could cause roof leaks or clog drainage paths leading to flooding. In the littoral and west regions, the rainy season will continue until early November. With a few days of heavy rainfall still expected, there remains a possibility of floods, especially in Douala and other low-lying areas. To mitigate flood risk, people have been warned to stay indoors during heavy downpours to avoid getting trapped in flooded streets. In the Adamawa region, rains will continue into early November, although they will gradually reduce. And with this, residents are advised to dress warmly during the morning and evening hours to avoid cold-related illnesses. Going over to the north and far north regions, the rains will significantly reduce, and by mid-October, these two regions will be entering the dry season. As temperatures begin to rise and the air becomes less humid, it's important for people living in that part of the country to stay hydrated and protect themselves from the sun's increasing intensity. Communities along the Logone River must remain vigilant, as excess water from Chad could still cause flooding.
Senior reporter Rita Yosembom. From climate change to insecurity, as the Transporters Union in Cameroon have denounced the rising insecurity in the interurban transport sector, especially in taxis. They have implored the powers that be to join hands with them to step up the fight against the recurrent phenomenon in the country. More with Vanessa Woodnang Sinamo.
When they come and enter your taxi, they just carry one, slaughter you and take a taxi book. You're not secure.
Moses Mukam, a taxi driver in Yaoundé, lamenting over the insecurity that reigns in his sector of activity. The kidnapping, torture and killing of over 20 taxi drivers in the Mfundi division last September 2024, as well as the recurrent sexual assaults perpetrated on female passengers, are among multiple acts of insecurity in the country decried by officials of the Cameroon Land Transporters Trade Union. Noah Jean-Claude is a member.
The situation is becoming more and more worse. The time has come that we should stop this killing and raping of women.
The identification of all taxes in view of the creation of a digital database, as well as the systematic control of all taxes moving in and out of towns and cities, are among solutions suggested to the powers that be by these stakeholders of the land transport sector. The trade unionists added that they are willing to work hand in hand with the government to roll back this phenomenon of insecurity in the transport sector.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Activities of Rural Women's Day observed on October 15th, that is tomorrow, will unfold in Ebone, a locality in the Mungo division of the Littoral region. Ahead of the 2024 edition, female farmers have been organizing events that focus on the challenges and benefits of import substitution. Roslyn Fossa reports.
The Mungo division of the Littoral remains a naturally endowed locality, with its resources made even more visible thanks to agriculture, which constitutes one of the major activities of inhabitants. Its farmers are getting set to welcome their peers from all corners of the region in order to celebrate their value. The mayor of Ebone, Felicite Sidiki Manon, says the Mungo division is the heartbeat of the region thanks to its production of banana and the famous Pinja white pepper known across the world. Cassava and cocoyam, she adds, are also some of the crops produced from Jafetai soil. Preparations ahead of October 15 are focusing on the challenges and benefits of import substitution, which is this year's theme of the Day of the Rural Woman. Honorable Liden Epope, member of the Rural Women's Network, explains that one of their specialties is pisciculture. This type of farming has been made easy and profitable thanks to a substitution of the imported seeds with locally made ones. She says the fish food they make from corn, soy, groundnut and palm kernel has made them save about 70% of their expenses. Farmers in Ebone are promising a display of their potential while rejoicing to be an important chain in the well-being of the entire population of the region and beyond. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Ebone.
While launching activities to commemorate the 29th edition of the World Rural Women's Day in Yaoundé last week, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abinondwa, highlighted the need for women to gain skills in the transformation of their products in order to improve productivity. Here is an excerpt of a speech selected by Leslie Magni.
The policy of import substitution is effective. So how important it was to think about what you produce, because you produce a lot, but you are not transforming. And many women living in rural areas produce a lot, and the transformation is really extremely difficult. But the government is making a lot of effort, helping them to transform and put what they produce on the international standard, so that we can see those products not only in city, those products should go in the sub-region in Africa, and why not worldwide? There's LECAF initiative, which Cameroon jerked quite a while back, and I think things are working. And a few weeks back, our ambassador to The Hague invited Cameroon to send participants. Each ambassador was bringing products from his or her country, and Cameroonians went there with some products which were quite interesting.
The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abinondwa, talking to the press. On to sports, the coaches and players of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have promised victory to their respective fans in today's round four clash in the qualifying rounds for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. Both teams had their recognizance training session in Kampala, capital of Uganda, yesterday, with the Cameroon coach determined to set aside Friday's win and concentrate on the game. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Kampala, senior reporter Simon Lyunga.
It is a confident-looking team that had their lone training session at the Mandela Stadium. The euphoria of the 4-1 win in Yaoundé is now in the past as coach Mark Brice preaches concentration and the players are conscious of the fact that this is just another match that must be taken seriously. Andre Onana is one of the team leaders.
Every game is different, of course. We won the first leg, but now we have to prepare well because it's going to be easy, but we travel to win. That's the mentality. I think if we keep playing how we are doing, we're going to win a lot of games.
For the 20-year-old Carlos Balibam, his objective is to do better all the time and deliver for country.
The same thing in Cameroon. I have a good mind to go on the pitch. After that, to score the goal to win the game.
The players all know that a win in Monday's game will open wide the floodgates of Morocco 2025. Enough for Andre Onana to think it is of unprecedented importance to them.
It's a very important game for us. We are going there with a winning spirit.
Even the newfound offensive midfielder, Boris Enno, is itchy to showcase his talents and win points for country, though he is conscious of the fact that patience is a very virtue.
I promise them to give my best and show my colleagues what I have. They should be patient. The day I have my chance, I will make them proud.
The game will be played without fans and will kick off at 4 p.m. Uganda time, 2 p.m. in Cameroon. Roger Kinse, Simon Leonga reporting in Kampala.
And we all back in Cameroon are rooting for a win. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. My name is Kelly Eben. Le matinée de la CRTV continues in a jiffy.